in a course about options, you have another kind of volatility that's really unique to options. It's the volatility that's implied in the price of an option. In the Black-Scholes model, you have these six variables. You put them into the F is the Black-Scholes formula in this case, and out comes the value of the option. An alternative is to take the market price of the option, not its value. I tried to distinguish between value and price. Value is what you think something's worth. Price is what people actually pay for it. This is the price of the option, not its value. It's the market price. Instead of solving this equation for C, the value, you solve this equation for sigma. You leave that as the unknown. So that gives you one equation and one unknown. Example is if you put all these numbers in here and the option is worth $3.07, then you can show that under Black-Scholes the volatility that has to go in here is 30%. So that's the volatility that's implied in the option price. And you can see that if I were to take the price and increase it, what should happen to the volatility that I would measure here? It would go up to explain the option price. So the option price has embedded within it an estimate of the volatility.